Hey y'all, welcome to the Liberty Report. And Jeffy ain't here because Jeffy had to get a battery for the Buick and he flipped out on how much the battery for the Buick cost. And so he said, Pochart, you go do the Kenny Gwynn update and I'm going to take a nap. So here I am and welcome to the Liberty Report. And this is an update on Kenny Gwynn and the craziness that's going on. Well, as you know, Jeffy had sent an email to the county councils and, told them that Kenny Gwynn was doing unconstitutional things and blocking people on Facebook and all. And so the next thing you know, Kenny Gwynn responded to the email. And as you can see here, it say, Mr. Maddox. Now, right there, I ought to tell you something. She knows Jeffy's name is M-A-T-T-O-X, and she spelled it M-A-D-D-O-X. Now, my name's right at the bottom of the thing anyway. Mr. Maddox, your email has been forwarded to the county attorney. Thank you, Kenny Gwynn. Now, boys and girls, what does that mean? I mean, did she expect the county attorneys to help us and everything? I mean, why would you forward it? It don't make no sense. But I think what it does is it freezes any response from all the other councilmen. You know, councilmen. They ain't said nothing, no way. They ain't gonna say nothing because mom is the word. And pardon my French, they ain't got no cojones. They scared to even say nothing. So Kenny Gwynn, she flies in from Ohio to Columbia on Tuesday, the 7th. Tuesday the 7th, she flies into Columbia sometime, around noon or so or something like that. Anyway, she goes and you see on there, the time on the email is 3:42 p.m. on November 7th. Well, so at that very time, somebody has spotted Kenny Gwynn parked in the alleyway at Books on Broad. You know, the coffee shop back there. Right around the corner from the catering, don't you know? So, during that period of time, Kenny Gwynn goes and deletes, or deactivates is what they call it, deactivates her personal Facebook page. See this right here? So now she done deleted her personal Facebook page that didn't even start until like July 2017. Now, she had other Facebook pages, and every time that she changes Facebook pages, she deletes the other Facebook page and changes names and all kind of stuff just to, open a new page in her histories. She's like starting anew. Is that what you're doing there, Kenny Gwynn? Everybody knows about you now. So, Kenny Gwynn's back in town, y'all. And she don't know what to do about her blocking Jeffy from her official Facebook account. And so Jeffy went back. And Jeffy said, so this afternoon, after Jeffy got the battery and all that and paid too much for it and everything, Jeffy sent out this email in response to Kenny Gwynn. Miss Gwynn, thank you for your reply and for forwarding this email to the county attorney. I have forgotten to include him in the original emails. The question we must ask is why you block constituents from your official Facebook page against standing case law showing such actions are an abridgment of the First Amendment Bill of Rights under the Constitution. You know that old Jeffy, he can write some pretty good stuff. Accordingly, you have placed Kershaw County in legal peril and subject to litigation seeking relief from this civil rights violation. Can you please explain your actions and those who advise you to take this unconstitutional action? Thanks, Jeff Maddox. In parentheses, not Maddox, as you clearly knew. She noted, y'all, this girl is done gone crazy. And fly to Ohio and setting up a little deal with the Ohio National Guard and doing some days so she ain't got to go out there and do nothing for a while. And in the meantime, she run around with a kid this way and that way and everything, and she run around parking behind places and sneaking around, and everywhere she goes, everybody's pointing at her going, "Hey, do you know about Katie Gwynn's? Look at that, there's a Katie Gwynn, bah!" That's what's going on. So, that's the update for the Liberty Report today. And if y'all think of something that you want to comment, look down there at the bottom down yonder, and there's a comment thing down yonder. Y'all hit the like button. I mean, it makes it more better for everybody if you hit the like button. Anyway, this is Pope Chop. We'll see y'all later. Cheers.